All right, we'll say good morning. We're picking up on page 69. So remember again, the Ramchal over here is describing the second tier, the second grouping of people, who he calls pechusimehem, the second tier below the Shlemi Hadas, the people who value wholeness as a value. The second grouping under them are individuals who also desire a wholeness, but not me'atzmam. They don't desire a wholeness from their own perspective. They desire it because they want to be part of a chevra. Their social group, their peer group are individuals, are made up of individuals who themselves try to be complete individuals, and out of a desire to fit in, out of a desire ultimately to be socially accepted, these individuals want to be shalim, want to be whole as well, and therefore desire zehiros. He says, l'dugma, shalim das, it's the second paragraph on 69, shalim das, ze adam shirotze ladas es kol ha-shas, kitzarech ladas es kol ha-shas. So for example, someone who is what Ramchal calls shlemi hadas, an individual ultimately who is whole, or it's really not who is whole, but an individual who desires to become whole. A person who just desires this from himself, wants to learn all of Shas. Why does he want to learn all of Shas? Because a Jew should learn all of Shas. That's, Kadosh Baruch Hu just put Torah here, like for the Tzadikim, for the Gedolim, for Tamidi Chachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu put Torah for everyone. So if there's a Shas, then by definition it behooves each and every one of us to be able to learn it. Darga Pechusa Mizeh, one step lower than this, Hu Adam Harotze Ma'od Lihios Shayech Lekvutza Shal Ilu Shalom Demes Kol HaShas. The zeh lo shu rotze lemal Torah, who rotze, ela zeh ba minekuda acheres mitzad ma'areches atzmo. And then there's a second kind of person, who what? The second tier down of a person who wants to be part of the chevra who learns shas. Now again, it's not the pshat that he doesn't value Talmud Torah. Of course he values Torah. But at the end of the day, his desire ultimately to learn shas comes from the fact of how he wants to perceive himself. He wants to be able to perceive himself as the guy who belongs to the chevra that learns shas. He doesn't want to be excluded ultimately from that group. Zelo mezuyaf. And again, Rav Kashtiel says, Rav Chal is saying, this individual, he's not insincere. Many of us say, somebody who says, listen, you know what? If left to my own devices, would I choose to learn Shas? I don't know if that's the project I take on. But I really like this group. I want to be associated with this group. I want to be part of this Chevra. So I don't want to be excluded. I want to have the same standing as they do. Therefore, I'm going to learn Shas. Is that a bad thing? Chas v'shalom. It's not a bad thing at all. It's just a different level. So you can have a person who says, I want to learn Shas because it's the job of a Jew to learn Shas. That's it. Other people are doing it. Other people aren't doing it. To a certain degree, it's irrelevant. It's what has to be done. And then other people who ultimately will do things because of a desire to fit in socially. But again, remember, this is positive social peer pressure. This is positive wanting to fit in. So again, not this individual ultimately, again, is not engaging in anything negative. It's just that he wants to feel like he's part of the chevra, and therefore, again, has this desire to do this thing. He says, Zelo mizuyaf, who be'emes ma'arich es atzmo kacho, ach ze lo ba mitzad ha'emes. The only difference is that this person's desire to learn Shas is not coming from a burning sense of emes, elo ze ba meharotzon la'hamid es ha'ish yushalo b'makom nachon. Rather, it comes from a desire ultimately that my self-perception, the way I perceive myself, the way I look at myself, I'd like it to be in a particular place. Hu yoser mudag mehama'amad shelo biyachas lechevra me'asher ha'emes. He's a little bit more preoccupied with his social standing, or with his standing vis-a-vis his chevra, vis-a-vis his connection, more than just general desire to be complete or to be whole. Zarech le'orer bo motivatzia. Therefore, we have to awaken with him a certain motivation. Osam anoshim heim regishim lema'amad shelohem be'ini atzmam. So the first category of people, all they care about ultimately again is how they're able to perceive themselves. they don't really care about how they're perceived by the outside world. So, meaning they don't care if anyone knows, did they finish us, didn't they finish us. None of that makes any kind of difference. No one's going to test them. But rather, again, this is simply something that is reflective in their social standing, reflective ultimately, again, in the cover they have for themselves. And even for these people, who for them, their social standing, right, their social connectedness is exceptionally important. We have to utilize that motivation as well. So look what Rav Kashtiel writes over. He says, Haramchal bitur nechanech dogo shitaso shemofia kan ulaorech kol ha-sefer hi shelozarkim shum motivatsia lepach. Well, says, listen to this. So the Ramchal, as an incredible mechanech, realizes that every motivation is significant. That every motivation ultimately could be used and could be channeled in the right way. There is no such thing as a motivation ultimately that is thrown out in the garbage. So the shaila in life is just how to channel our motivations in the right way. His example over here is the following. You could easily go ahead and look at this second tier individual who is doing what he does in order to fit into a social group, and you say, that's not lishma. That's not lishma. You're not doing things for the right reasons. And the answer to that is? Correct. It's not lishma. But just because it's not lishma doesn't mean it can't be harnessed in a very powerful way. That's the godless of the Ramchal. That's the godless of any mechanech. Any good teacher, any good mechanech knows that, you know, that you can't really change people. No one can change people. People could change themselves. You can't, as a mechanech, you can't change someone. All you can do is try to harness and channel their energies in a different direction. So the Ramchal says over here, you have this person for whom social acceptability and social grouping and being part of the chevra is exceptionally important. Fine. So what's the goal? The goal is make yourself part of the right chevra. As we spoke about yesterday, if you're part of the right chevra and you care a lot about social thing, that's great. If everyone else is learning daf, everyone else is finishing, everyone else is doing chesed, everyone else is giving tzedakah, then fantastic. You have that desire to fit in. Wrong chevra, of course, comes with its own negativity. So therefore, says the Ramchal, says Rav Kashtiel, b'chol davar efshel lishtamish sarech rach ladas eich. Every motivation in life can be used. Every motivation in life can be used. You just have to figure out how. Gam davar shenira lo ideali. We'll say this is such a profound statement. Even a koach, or even a motivation, or even a proclivity that is not ideal, can always be channeled and harnessed in the right way. Well, so, you know, I was thinking about this a lot last night. You know, we started this Keter Shulchan Aruch Yomi. It's very important. We'll say, we send it on the shul email, it's on the podcast. It's one si'if of Keter Shulchan Aruch a day. We picked it up, we're in Makabal with Eretz Yisrael. It's a very, very, very important limud. I'll tell you the story behind it a different time. We were encouraged to do it by Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. It was really very, very important. So in yesterday's halacha, we only just started a couple of days ago, in yesterday's halacha, so they quote Yehuda ben Tema, and Yehuda ben Tema says that a person has to be as kanamer, bold like a leopard. He goes through all the way, he should be like animals, and gibor ka'ari, you have to be strong like a lion. And, you know, so strong like a lion, he understands that it's not easy to be Oveh Hashem. It takes strength, it's struggle, it's a constant battle. You have to be strong. People think that Judaism should be easy. People think that Ruchnius should be easy. And if it's not easy, then, that's the general society we live in. If it's too difficult, or if I'm too tired, or if it's too much exertion, it's okay, not today. And Yehuda ben Tema says, Gibor Kari, that's what it means. Judaism is not easy. Spirituality is not easy. You have to be strong. But I will say, what also Gibor Kari also means is that each of us have our own little nuanced personality issues. So Gibor Kari also means figure out how to channel those nuanced personality issues in different ways. For example, there are people who are incredibly obstinate. But I've heard there are some people out there who are incredibly obstinate and incredibly strong-willed, and they're always right. We'll say that could be the most destructive midah in the world, but if channeled the right way, a person can have unbreakable resolve to accomplish the things they need to accomplish. So it's all about channeling one's midos in the right way. Person has a desire to fit into their peer group, a little bit of a dangerous midah can lead a person down negative ways, but if the desire is to fit into the peer group that's learning Shas, or the peer group that's growing, then wonderful, channel it, and just do that in the right way, and ultimately, again, a person will be uplifted. But let's go a little bit weiter. Yesh kan adam, shechashav lo ha-ma'amad shalo atari vito. There is a person whose social standing is important to him. So don't fight with him. Let's say such an incredible yisod. Meaning you could spend saying, come on, you shouldn't worry so much about what people think. You shouldn't worry so much about fitting in. Okay, you can say that until you're blue in the face, but some people, it's very important for them. Don't fight with him. We'll say, rather, what should I do? Take it and channel it. So it's important for your social standing. It's important for you ultimately to fit in. Wonderful. It's important for you to feel bakavadik in your own eyes. Great. Let's channel that in the right way. To awaken a motivation, ultimately, again, to grow and to be good. I can't tell you how profound of a statement this is. Bechol davar efshar lishtamish. Every midah in life, and this is to me, there are many beautiful things in Yiddishkeit. This is one of the most beautiful things that Judaism teaches us, that whatever midah say, sometimes people say, sometimes you will say, and it's actually true, sometimes people say, you know what, this is my nature. This is who I am. A person, you hear this sometimes, where a person has a short fuse. Right? I'm an angry person. I'm an angry person. By nature, I get angry very easily. By nature, I get annoyed very easily. Or I'm very sharp, or I'm very this, or I'm very gruff. Well, so that might be true, meaning often we do have kind of pre-programmed certain personality traits. I have the power, however, to channel it in the right way. That's what the Ramchal says. So a person has anger. What's anger? What's kas? Let's say kas is passion. Kas is passion. So what does Yiddishkeit demand of me? Channel it in the right way. That's what Ramchal is saying. B'chol davar efshar lishtamish. So again, for our purposes here, I have a desire to, I like to fit in. I like to be part of the chevra. I like to go ahead and be part of the social circle. Okay, good. If you could channel that in the right way and use those social affiliations and social associations to be able to push yourself to become more. What is it all predicated on? Very important. So it's all predicated on having the right friends. I know that this is often a very touchy subject, because sometimes in life, the friends that we have been friends that we've had for a very, very, very long time. But sometimes, if we're focused on our own growth, the friends that we have aren't necessarily the people who are going to help to get us to the next level. And that's a very difficult reality to contend with in life, where sometimes, again, I have a choice. And my choice is having friends or living a meaningful life. Or I should say, having these friends or living a meaningful life. It's a hard discussion. It's a hard thing to contemplate in life. But just because it's harder, just because it's difficult, doesn't mean we can avoid it. You could use every single thing in life to grow. Zohi Shitas Haramchal. Ultimately, again, this is the shita, this is the opinion of the Ramchal. So let's just turn to page 70, first couple of lines. Kizeh pashut etzel kol bal da'as. This is true by every bal da'as. Kol ben adam shiyesh bo hiskadmus ruchanis. We'll say every person ultimately who wants to grow spiritually. She'ein hamadregos mischalkos ba'olam ha'amiti shehua olam haba ela lefi ha'masim. We'll say this statement is quite a profound one, which Emir Tzashem will discuss a little bit more. Emir Tzashem in tomorrow's shir. But he says that the madregos, that the different levels, the different tiers in olam haba, different tiers in Olam Haba are differentiated by ma'asim, by actions. And as we'll discuss this more, but in the afterlife, after 120, so how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu gauge how we lived, the quality of the life we lived? And the Ramchal posits, as we're going to see, that it's not really about the quantity of actions, that we know. It's not really about how much you did, but it's about what you did and ultimately how you did it. You're going to see this fits in to the need to go ahead and ultimately channel all of the kochos we have in life to be able to lift ourselves up to the next level. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem beginning of page 70 tomorrow.